And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. I'm not actually here right now. This is my voice coming to you electronically over a digital recording device. What we're going to be hearing tonight is the next installment in the former former Yugoslavian Republic trip that I took with Kyle back in the spring. It's still known as the Balkans. It just used to be known as Yugoslavia. And now it's been divided up into all kinds of different republics, every one of them unique. The most recent and the most disputed of them being the Republic of Kosovo. And we don't have any audio from the streets of Pristina, the capital of Kosovo, but what we do have are some excerpts from the radio there. Now, what's interesting about the radio in Kosovo, particularly in Pristina, is because of the international flavor of the city. And what I mean by international, there are many military forces that are there to keep the peace. They're known as KFOR. They comprise troops from all different countries. The radio reflects this. You hear all different languages designed for various people from different parts of the world. And we're going to hear a number of those to start the program with, and including one particular part, which I found fascinating. It's in a language that you might understand, you might have some difficulty with. I'm sure you'll find some humor with it. It's called Special English. And Special English is a language designed for people who are just learning English. So you might find it going a little bit slow. It's part of the Voice of America. And that's just one of the many voices of Kosovo radio that we're about to hear. That will be followed by some excerpts from Skopje in Macedonia, where Kyle and I were visiting some friends there. And we'll hear some radio from there as well. Stay tuned. Oh, and by the way, if all things are going according to plan, Kyle and I are in northern Norway right now. I'm sure we'll be bringing you audio from there at some point in the future. Enjoy.
Themen wie Datenschutz in Betrieben und Unternehmen genauso vertreten wie auch privat. Zudem werden auch Workshops angeboten. Interessierte werden rund ums Thema Datenschutz mit allen möglichen Infos versorgt. Was sind eigentlich Datenschutzverstöße und wie verhalte ich mich? All das wird den Teilnehmern beigebracht. Für jeden Arbeitgeber eigentlich eine Pflichtveranstaltung. Und wer die ausreichenden Kenntnisse aufweist, darf auch an den Diskussionsrunden teilnehmen und seine Ideen mit einfließen lassen.
Datenschutzbeauftragte gibt es natürlich bei der Bundeswehr und ein jeder von uns ist natürlich dazu angehalten, da etwas sorgsam mit den Informationen umzugehen, die man im Internet oder auch im Intranet so postet. Jetzt aber erstmal Papillon mit den Editors und gleich gibt's die Lage-News für den Balkan hier bei Radio Andernach on Air.
Make your escape, you're my own Papillon. The world turns too fast, feel love before it's gone.
Izlazi do jutra, niko ne misli na sutra. Svako večer bilo nam je kao poslednje. Još samo na stara.
Demonstranti u Atini danas su parolama prekrili bedeme Akropolja, najslavnijeg spomenika zemlje u znak protesta zbog novih oštrih mera štednje koje danas pokreću štrajkove širom Grčke. Stotinak demonstranata iz Grčke, komunističke partije, probili su u zoru zaključene kapije Akropolja i na bedeme drevne tvrđave istakli parole na grčkom i engleskom sa poklićem Narodi Evrope, ustajte! Grčka vlada je objavila nove mere...
Disa momente nuk harrohen. Ato fillojnë në bankën tuaj me NLB kredi për pushime. NLB Prishtina e di pse.
Poliklinika Galaxy.
Galaxy lëshon certifikata mjekësore për patent shofer dhe certifikata mjekësore për ndrim të patent shoferve për gjitha kategorinë A, B, C, D, E.
Vetëm 15 euro.
Certifikata për instruktor, certifikata për punësim, shkollim dhe prodhim jashtë vendit.
Galaxy ofron shërbime specialistike nga kirurgjia, urologjia, kardiologjia, ginekologjia, pediatria, dermatologjia, oftalmologjia, psikiatria dhe mjekësia familjare, si dhe shërbime laboratorike prej orës 8 deri në orën 20.
Risi në Galaxy.
Në Galaxy punojnë profesor doktor Fajkima, kardiolog,
psikiatër Vjollca Ramiqi dhe Arifja Hiu çdo ditë pune, prej orës 8 deri në orën 15 përveç të dielave.
Në Galaxy shërbime ginekologjike edhe të dielave, prej orës 19 deri në orën 16.
Galaxy, rruga Bytlinton në Prishtinë, telefoni kujdestar 044-256-894 dhe 038-551-383. Në Galaxy punohet edhe gjatë festave dhe të shtunave e të dielave.
Në Galaxy, pacienti është i shenjtë.
Gjithmonë me ju dhe për ju, Radio Kosova e Lirë.
Sales of some kinds of pain medicine are restricted in the United States. Doctors must first contact a drugstore to order the medicine for their patients. The order is called a prescription. Doctors usually prescribe opiate drugs only for patients with severe pain. Opiates include codeine, methadone, and morphine. Most of these narcotic drugs come from the poppy flower. People have used one opiate, opium, for pain for more than 2,000 years. A newer drug, oxycodone, is called an opioid. An opioid is similar to an opiate. Doctors use it to control moderate to severe pain over a long period.
Many doctors prescribe narcotic drugs for patients with lasting severe pain. Such drugs may ease suffering, but they can also be addictive. The user may need increasing amounts to get the same effect. Strong drugs must be taken carefully. People can accidentally kill themselves by taking too many pills or mixing medicines. Sometimes this happens when a person takes drugs and also drinks too much alcohol.
In 2008, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a study of unplanned deaths from prescription drugs. The study reported about deaths in the American state of West Virginia. The report said about 66% of those who died there from prescription drugs apparently had no prescription. Most of the drugs were painkillers. The report said methadone was involved in 40% of the deaths. The drug has been used for many years to treat addiction. It is often given to addicts to reduce symptoms of withdrawal from opioids like heroin. Strong painkillers, then, can do great good. They ease suffering for millions of patients every year. But some people abuse them, and abusing painkillers can be like riding a wild animal.
This Science in the News program was written by Geraldine Watson. Our producer was Brianna Blake. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for more news about science in special English on the Voice of America.
Palët e Radios Evropa e Lirë, programin e gjuhën shqipe e kushtuar Kosovës. Dëgjues të nderuar, mirëdita, ju përshëndesim nga studioja qendrore Radios Evropa e Lirë në Prag. Unë jam Mega Zinkoci dhe do të jem me ju gjatë 30 minutave vijuese. Nga lajmet kryesore të ditës dhe përmbajtja këtij edicioni veçojmë. Beogradi gatshëm për bisedime teknike me Prishtinën, opozita kosovare thot se ato janë në favor të Serbisë. Shtyhet për të 10-ën herë me radhë seanca gjyqësore kundër Albin Kurtit. Autostrada Vërmic-Merdar nuk e ka të sigurt financimin, thon ekspertët. Autoritetet amerikane kanë arrestuar një amerikano-pakistanez për përpjekjen për sulme bombë në sheshin Times Square në New York. Ideja për botën pa armë bërthamore tingëllon bukur, por është rrezikshme, shkruan Financial Times. Por këto dhe zhvillime tjera mollësisht në vazhdim.
Radio Evropa e Lirë, burimi juaj i informimit.
Opozita në Prishtinë ka tërhequr vërejtjen në lidhje me bisedimet e paralajmëruara teknike me Serbinë, duke i cilësuar ato në interes të palës serbe.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. With just 2 days to go until polling day in the closely fought British general election, the leadership of the governing Labour Party has been attempting to play down suggestions by three senior ministers that its supporters should, in certain cases, vote for the Liberal Democrats, Britain's third largest party. This would be in seats where the Liberal Democrats seem better placed to defeat a candidate from the main opposition Conservative Party. Airports in Ireland have reopened after officials there said the threat posed by a new plume of ash from a volcano in Iceland has receded. Earlier, concerns about the ash forced Irish and Northern Irish airports to close, as well as some in the islands of Scotland.
Les 200 bateaux et les dizaines de kilomètres de barrages flottants déployés au large de la Louisiane ne suffisent pas à rassurer les Américains. La compagnie BP assure que la nappe de pétrole issue de la plateforme Deepwater est toujours à 15 kilomètres des côtes et que les équipes d'urgence travaillent d'arrache-pied pour fabriquer des dômes géants de 70 tonnes destinés à boucher les fuites offshore. Mais après BP, c'est au tour de Barack Obama d'essuyer des critiques. Certains l'accusent de ne pas avoir mesurer assez tôt l'ampleur du désastre, mais le président fait tout pour prouver qu'il mobilise ses troupes, Camille Lafrance.
Face à l'ampleur de la catastrophe, les autorités américaines multiplient les annonces. Elles renforcent les contrôles sur les plateformes pétrolières. Une commission chargée d'examiner leur sécurité a d'ailleurs été créée ce lundi et deux installations ont déjà été fermées par précaution dans le golfe du Mexique. Le plan d'extension des forages pétroliers offshore prévu pour 2012 est gelé. Aucune nouvelle autorisation ne sera délivrée avant un examen complet des causes de l'explosion de Deepwater, voire l'adoption de nouvelles normes de sécurité. Alors, les mesures s'enchaînent donc, mais elle n'empêche pas les critiques. Le gouvernement fédéral n'a qualifié la catastrophe de désastre national qu'une semaine après l'explosion de la plateforme. Et le président a attendu 10 jours avant de faire le déplacement en Louisiane ce dimanche. Des réactions jugées tardives par nombre d'Américains. D'autant que le spectre de l'ouragan Katrina plane sur l'administration Obama. Il y a 5 ans, son prédécesseur George Bush avait cruellement manqué de réactivité face au cyclone. Les électeurs ne lui ont pas pardonné une gestion désastreuse. Barack Obama veille donc désormais à éviter tout amalgame.
Camille Lafrance. Les vols au départ ou à destination de l'Irlande ont repris. Ils avaient été suspendus toute la matinée en raison d'un nouveau nuage de cendres volcaniques venu d'Islande. Au même moment, les ministres des Transports de l'Union européenne étaient réunis à Bruxelles.
So, Carl, here we are in Skopje, is that how you said?
Skopje.
Skopje, and I can never get it right. Skopje, in Macedonia. And there's a call to prayer, actually, right above us.
Yes.
Or around us.
Yes, and we're sitting in a small cafe.
Small cafe in the old Turkish part of town, I believe. This is the Turkish part of town, right?
Albanian, yes.
Yes. You ladies like to introduce yourselves? Just say your name, though? No? No, everyone's so shy. Well, we're here with three young ladies who are showing us around town, and it's incredible, as all the places we've been have been. Where were we last time we talked?
Oh, man. last time we were recapping in Tirana at
Albania.
A small cafe, yes, and we discussed all of the well, the rallies we'd seen and our adventures getting across the border and what it took to travel there and make it work and the trust and some of the things we had to kind of do to not be too anxious around local people and we were successful. I mean, it was really good. So I think since then we've traveled by bus from Tirana.
We've traveled by bus everywhere. In fact, trains seem to no longer be an option. Buses just seem to be more convenient and easier to get.
Yeah, it's basically the way that most of the local people in the various cities we've been to travel is by bus. It's faster, in some cases more direct, you might say, and cheaper, I think, in some instances. And people view the trains as unreliable in some, like Tirana especially, and here as well. We got the same impression that the trains just run late. They're not reliable. You can't catch a train as easily as you could get a bus someplace.
So. Well, we're going to go into more detail a little later as far as what we've actually been doing. Just suffice to say, we've been to Kosovo, Pristina, and then from there we came here to Skopje in Macedonia, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. And our next and final leg will be going back to Belgrade, which I believe is going to be by bus and not by train. I'm a bit sad about that, but I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. But we're having a great time seeing all kinds of amazing things, meeting all kinds of really cool people. And any other thoughts before we resume this a little later?
Yeah, we'll pick it up a little bit later, but my initial impression of Skopje is I'm quite impressed. I think it's got a lot of history, a lot of culture, and a huge nightlife. Even like during the week, people go out, and the cafes are, from the way I see it, very, very full and lively, and all kinds of things going on. But from what I've told, it's nothing compared to the weekends here in Skopje. So yeah, we're seeing the city. It's quite modern. I have a friend that is from here. He's not here now, but I have a friend who's told me for years to come and visit, and it's a thrill now to be able to stop.
I think we should say he was an exchange student who stayed in your home in Washington State for a year, full year, and you're like brothers, and here you are finally in his country, in his city. And yeah, he's not here at the moment. He's in Dubai, but
right.
Hopefully next time we come, he'll be here. But it's just amazing that you're able to see where he came from after he spent so much time with your family.
Yeah, and even in his absence, you know, that brotherhood reigns true. I'm getting like the utmost, you know, hospitality, and it's been really, really warm and welcoming.
And he calls every 15 minutes to make sure everything's
calling,
okay.
He's very, very worried, making sure that everything's okay and everything. But honestly, it's a really good stop for the last part of our trip, because you know we are sort of in someone's home and guests, and for me, having been encouraged to come out here and you know to visit him and see where he's from, to have visited all the other former Yugoslavian republics, I think is a really good background for my relationship with him and our friendship. So it's really cool, and I've met some of his friends and his family. So hopefully I'll be able to visit him when he is here. But again, it's great background, and I think I'm going to be much more of a regular visitor to this region, because I've gotten a taste of every part, and there's probably going to be pieces of it that I want to see much more of, because it feels too brief. Every city we leave, we want to stay a little longer and explore
now,
more.
We've now been to 8 countries on this trip and gone through. So we're going to try and calculate how many border crossings, how many times we had to show our passport, how many currency exchanges we've been through. It's phenomenal. It's like a world voyage, but it's been great. So we're going to resume a little bit later on, and we're going to be in a really interesting place, I promise.
Внимание! Випродукција најавува. По 7-годишна пауза, Звездара театар повторно во Скопје со моќната водвил комедија Љубавник великог стила, дело на Рей Куни, со маестралните Минич, Жутич, Калинич, Тот, Ивановиќ и Мадиќ. Македонска опера и балет Голема сала, 10 мај, почеток во 19:30. Цената на билетот е иста како во Белград, а вие представате ја гледате во Скопје. Билети во Југотон, Цветјара Розеверо 2, билетарата на МОБ и на karti.com.mk. Не заборавајте, понеделник 10 мај, Македонска опера и балет, почеток во 19:30. Бидете таму.
Peak of the Week со Eurolink осигурување.
Dhe gjusë nderuar, vazhdoj me dhe me një pik muzikore dhe pas pikos muzikore ju kemi rezervuar dhe një material tjetër. Dëgjues të nderuar, dëgjuat një këngë mix nga këngëtarja Genta.
Single, so I fear. Join single.
Radio Škupi.
Programi na Đupnu Šćipe.
Who wants to tell us the name of this place?
Kika.
I'm sorry?
You mean Macedonia?
Well, no. We know Macedonia. We got that figured out. But the hacker space itself is?
Yeah, the hacker space is called Kika.
Okay, Kika.
Kika, yeah.
All right. What does that mean?
It's an acronym. And I think I'm going to get it wrong again. Because Kika means... Kika is culture, information, and autonomy.
Very cool. And how did you get the space? It's right in the middle of town.
It's a really old building that was state-owned, and now it's in a kind of a legal limbo. So we got it in a really good price.
Very cool. And what kinds of things do you guys do here? I mean, right now there's about 20 of you in this room, so obviously you have meetings.
Yeah, we have meetings. We meet three times a week. On Mondays, we do Ubuntu First Aid. It's for everyone who has problems with Linux operating systems, GNU Linux operating systems. On Thursdays, we alternate between Ruby and Python user groups. So we learn Ruby and we learn Python. And we learn about cool concepts and how to use these programming languages. And on Saturdays is basically our main gathering event. It's called Knowledge Sharing, Spodili Znanje. We do everything there. Everyone who wants to show something and share it with everyone else, he's able to do that. And the motto is people who know tell, and people who don't know ask.
Very cool. Now, do you think there's many hackers in Macedonia?
I think there are enough.
You mean you don't want any more?
I'm not sure whether we have any more, but everyone is welcome to join. Mm-hmm. We are trying to popularize the place, and everyone who wants to who likes technology, who wants to fiddle around with technology, who wants to fiddle around with everything and use it in their own ways is welcome to join and to show what he wants to do and to find people who are interested in his thing.
Do you have a tough time explaining this to people who aren't part of the hackerspace, what you guys are actually doing here?
Usually, yes, we have.
And what do they think you're doing? What do they think you're up to no good?
Most of the people think that we are up to no good, but then we have to explain more, and then I think the more we explain, the more we lose, and then we just do not explain. We just say, yeah, we do stuff with computers, and they say, okay, and then they tell us their problems, and then we can find a common ground to talk about.
How did you get involved with this kind of thing?
Basically, I got involved through free software because I was a member, and I am still a member of the free software Macedonia non-profit, and we started these kind of things we started doing because our friends from Croatia in Mama Haklap, we met with them, and they started doing these things 1 or 2 years before us, and they just show us that these things are possible and that you can meet in a real place and they can do stuff together offline and online. So that's how we started doing these things, and that's how we are here and we're doing these things together.
Kyle and I visited the hackerspace in Zagreb, and it was quite impressive. Also in Slovenia, very, very impressive spaces they have here. And I know you guys said that you have a much smaller place, but it's impressive by our standards in the States. Getting a place in the middle of the city is no small achievement. So, and this is the only one in the city, I imagine.
Yeah, this is the only one in the city.
In the country, all right.
Yeah, in the country too. I hope that there will be others. Let's see. We are open to collaboration. It's hard to get a place here, but this is a good bargain, and we're happy with it. And we'll try to see how will this thing work out, because this place exists for 6 months already. It's been tough from time to time, but we are managing, and we will see how far we're going to get. I think we're on a good path.
Any words of advice to people thinking of starting their own hackerspaces in other parts of the world?
Yeah.
Build it and they will come.
Maybe someday.
we use the advice of Nick Farr. All your excuses are invalid. So I think...
The words of Nick Farr have made it all the way over to Macedonia.
Yes, the words of Nick Farr have made it all the way to Macedonia through his Hope lecture. One of our friends here downloaded the Hope lecture, and we also saw him in Berlin when we were at the CCC Congress. So, yeah, one of... I think you should start. I think the best way to do it is just start, and you need a core group of people that you can trust, and then that's a good starting point to spread out, so you can have some kind of a stable way to achieve what you want to do and to grow, basically.
Okay. Anyone else want to add anything to that? You all very quiet. Has anyone here ever been to the States, to a hacker conference in the States, or visited, gone to other hacker conferences? Been to the States, but not to a hacker conference. Okay.
We do some regional hacker conferences here with Croatian friends and from Belgrade, Niš in Serbia too. There were some people from Bosnia too. So we were doing this. We are still doing actually the Nothing Will Happen hacker conference.
Nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen. Yeah. Will happen. Usually something happens. Unplanned.
Is that a Croatian hacker conference?
Well, it's a regional, so we do it. It's supposed to be done four times a year, but like we have a deal to do it once in Berlin, like on CCC we meet there, and then there's one in Split, which is in summer in Croatia. That's the big one. Then we have in Belgrade in May. That's coming really soon now. And there's another one that's floating, like it was supposed to be in Macedonia once, but it still didn't happen. So didn't happen in Macedonia still. Yet.
The one in Split is open to international presence, so people from other countries can join and meet. We had visitors from Germany, the guys from CCC. We also had last year we had a guy from the Pirate Party who did a lecture on what they did with the Pirate Bay and what they're going to do with the Pirate Party. So the one in May is a regional one, and people from the region come, because we don't want to speak English all the time, because the one in Split We have a rule that if a foreigner is present, then you will have to speak in English so you can understand each other. So the ones in May is original one, and also the Croatian guys have one by themselves in December, and we also started having one here in Macedonia in April and May, so March, April and May, some of those months. We went to a city in Macedonia this year to meet some people there, and it was a really fruitful meeting.
How well do you guys stay in touch with people in other former Yugoslav republics? Obviously, you're in touch with people in Croatia. Is there any place that you have difficulty reaching? Kosovo, perhaps? Are you able to? Are there hackers there? Hacker spaces being developed?
We went to Kosovo last year. They had the conference about free software. So I don't know about hacker spaces actually built in Kosovo. I think maybe there's still more, everything that happens is institutionalized now. the best contacts we have with Croatian guys and with the several guys from Belgrade. There were some other people in Bosnia and Serbia too, but we kind of lost contact with them. I don't know what. So, and Slovenia is practically not part of the ex-EU sphere.
We had several meetups with people from Bulgaria in 2004 and 2005, but they also came on several occasions in Macedonia, but we haven't spoken to them for 4 or 5 years now, so we don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, right, but I think we're going to meet with them soon, too. They're coming to the Mozilla.
What about Albania? Anybody know? We just went to Albania, and it's an amazing place, but we're curious if there are any hackers there.
We haven't met anyone from Albania so far.
Have you been there yourself?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I would like to go, but I haven't been there.
It's a long bus ride, but it's a fun place.
Probably. From all the neighboring states, Albania is the one that I have never been to.
So now, how many of you have been to CCC in Germany? Been two of you? Three of you? Okay.
Four.
Okay. And any of you make it to HAR, the hacker camp in Holland in 2009?
No.
No? Okay. Any of you planning to go to the CCC camp next year in Germany?
It's next year?
I think it's next year, yeah. It's usually every 4 years.
Yeah, we haven't planned that, but we'll see.
Okay. It's just that we've noticed that it's really a good thing when people from other countries meet each other and go to other conferences and see how other people do things. And I know you guys are doing that a lot already within the former Yugoslavia, but it's good to branch out, Italy and Germany and Holland, England, Russia, all sorts of places have hackers, and it's just good to meet them and to realize you share interests. So hopefully you guys will be in the States sometime. And if not, hopefully you'll follow the Hope Conference in some way on the Internet.
We'll sure do. We've been there, and it's a great experience to see. And I must say that those people are really good organizers. They've organized everything from the mobile phone stations to desk phones to internet infrastructure to electricity. Everything is sorted out, moved to the camping area, and then moved back and moved out to the conference. So it's a really big logistics operation, and I was amazed.
We don't know how they do it either, but there are role models for Hope and for everything that we do. So hopefully it'll spread, and you guys can spread what you're doing to other places as well. Any final words from anybody?
Yes. So if any hacker is listening to this and is coming to Skopje, we have our page on hackerspaces.org /wiki/Kika with a K. K-I-K-A.
Great. And the top-level domain here is MK, which I think is really cool. It's like South Park or something. Yeah.
We're using this Slovakian because the short registration number for the cars is SK.
SK for Skopje.
And it's the same domain name for Slovakia. Oh. So we found a hacker friend in Slovakia who registered it for us. And now we're using hacklab.sk.
That must confuse everybody.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Good for you. That's what it's all about. I notice a lot of cell phones have 377 as the country code. Does anybody know why that is? In Kosovo, especially, 377.
377.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. It's not former Yugoslavia.
No, I think it's Monaco.
Yeah.
Because Kosovo is not allowed to have its own calling code, so it's Monaco. All the others are 38, and then for the Republic, because 38 was the calling code for former Yugoslavia.
Right.
So we just inherited that one and added the calling code for the state.
381 is Serbia.
Yeah.
382 is where?
I think that
it's Montenegro, I believe.
I think it's Montenegro, yeah. It was reserved for Montenegro because they gained their independence 2 years ago. So it's 382 is Montenegro. 385 is Croatia.
It's Croatia. You guys are 389.
We are 389.
What's Slovenia?
Slovenia, I think, is 387.
I think you're right. And you probably know this. And then that leaves, who are we leaving out? We're leaving out somebody. Are we Bosnia. Leaving? Bosnia, yes. What's Bosnia? 387?
I'm not sure about Bosnia.
Okay, well, then that leaves a few. There's a few left.
Yeah, there are a few left.
Okay, well, Kosovo will take one, I'm sure. And then they'll stop using 377 for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
For political reasons.
It's fun to study this. Is there anything about the region that maybe, you know, Americans might find strange, just having all these new countries popping
up? A lot of things.
That's what?
Probably a lot of things, but then again, we don't know what Americans would find strange. So.
Yeah. Well, just the fact that everybody speaks the same language in the four republics of Serbia, Croatia, Montenegro, and Bosnia, but they all call it different names. It's Bosnian, Croatian, Serbian, and Montenegrin.
This is not
US. Yeah.
This is not a politically correct notice.
You guys have a different language. You're Macedonian, which is different. It's different than Bulgarian. It's unique, right?
It's the most unique language in the world.
No. It's similar. It's similar.
But we can still understand each other.
Like Canadian
and
American.
We can.
Canadian and American is pretty much the same language, just a slight accent difference. And then Slovenian is also a different language.
Yeah, Slovenia has a different language. I'm having trouble understanding Slovenian, although I understand Bulgarian. But Slovenian and Bulgarian, strangely enough, have same words. For example, for whipped cream, they use the same word. So it's like, go figure.
Wow. And of course, Albanian is spoken in many parts of Macedonia and throughout the region.
Albania is spoken in most of the western parts of Macedonia, and actually it's on the level of an official language in local municipalities where Albanians are more than 20%, so they can use their own language to talk to the central government and to talk to the local government as well. So
do you recommend people come and visit?
For sure, yeah. We recommend people visiting, and we are going to welcome them, and we want to meet them.
You're shaking your head. You don't want people to visit? Well, it's mixed feelings, I suppose.
So the main square is not yet finished, ready? Yeah.
We heard about this. We heard about the protest against it. What's going on?
Yeah, they started refurbishing the main city square. They want to make it Baroque and Rococo in the 21st century. I'm not sure why. People have different tastes. I don't like it. So, if someone likes Baroque and Rococo, then they should postpone their travels till 2014, and then they will have the complete experience in Skopje.
Okay. That's interesting.
For everyone else, I hope we will build modern buildings in different parts of the town, and then we will enjoy the 21st century as it should be.
Okay. You have anything to add, Kyle?
No. Just thank you for your hospitality, and it's been a pleasure to meet everyone and hang out and see what it's like in Skopje. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's really been very cool. The whole trip, we've been through 8 countries now and God knows how many passport checks, and it's been a blast.
A lot of stamps.
A lot of stamps, yeah, and my passport's almost full.
Yeah, that's the experience when traveling through former Yugoslavia and all the other neighboring states.
But it's worth it. It's worth the none of them were unpleasant. They were just a little grueling at times.
Yeah, I was really nervous at first because I don't understand the language in some cases, and I don't understand the alphabet in other cases, and it's very different experience. And I would get and even at American borders, I get a little nervous. You know, the palms are like kind of sweating.
Going from New York to New Jersey.
Yeah. Yes, from New York to New Jersey.
The George Washington Bridge, and yeah, I know, it's very nerve-wracking.
Yes, or from Western to Eastern Washington. But seriously, I've gotten so relaxed now when we go through these border crossings. Like, I know that it's going to be in, out, and then in, or in, and then out. I mean, I'm expecting all of it now, and it's funny how jaded I am now. It's more like, you know, please get this over with, you know. But I've
here's the passport. Okay, see you in 10 minutes. Come back with the passport. Yeah. Move up 10 feet. Give it to somebody else. Same thing. And yeah, just whatever.
The only strange experience when passing through borders that I hate is when people get all of a sudden quiet when the policeman gets in, and then you have 15 minutes of silence.
Yes.
And then when they get out, you just, whoo.
Yeah.
Now you're relaxed.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, everybody gets worried. They're like on their best behavior. They've got to just like hold their breath and don't look at him. Don't look at him too long, and don't look at the guys outside that are walking by, and you know. And then if they're opening the luggage, but don't look down and see if your luggage is being pulled out. And you know, oh yeah. It just gets so quiet, and then everybody like they leave. They take them to go stamp everybody's passport, and then you know, everybody goes out and smokes or whatever they've got to do while they wait 20 minutes. But yeah, it's a lot easier than I ever imagined. And again, getting used to kind of the customs, and yes, pun intended, local customs, like just how to be and being calm and expecting these kinds of rituals as you go from border to border. And it's really manageable. And I would encourage any young American hacker or anybody who's got some time to travel, to come and explore these areas and meet people and put faces with names, you know, that whole thing, you know, and really try out other cultures and try different food and try, you know, listening and hearing different languages. There's so much in communication you can get without actually knowing the words. And you know, when you're traveling, you're in circumstances. So you take the circumstance, you can understand what people are saying, if somebody's mad, if they're happy. And all of those things really, I think, are an education and make you, you know, just are more tools for your belt, you know, in interacting with our ever-shrinking world.
Not knowing words, actually, it's a real challenge because we're looking at a menu, for instance, and this happened to us in Albania. We're looking at a menu, and like, Carl, I don't understand a single word of this menu. I can understand the numbers next to the things, and I think those are liquids and those are solids, and that might be solid up there, but I honestly don't know. You know, and basically, you just communicate that to the person running the place. He just brings you stuff, and as long as you're open to whatever he brings you, you'll have a great time. Yeah. Of course, now we're in Macedonia, we don't even understand the letters, let alone the words. So we really just have to throw ourselves at the mercy of people. But it's been great.
But trust, yeah. It's the mercy of other people, and people really do take care of you if you let them know that you trust, you know, that they're going to choose the right meal for you and that kind of thing, or that they'll help you along. And we've had so much help along the way and been really supported in this. I would come back in a heartbeat, so...
At the same time, I want to invite you guys to the United States. I know it's a hassle, and I know that involves searching for good airfares, and you have to get fingerprinted, and you have to have your picture taken, and get a visa, and all that stuff. But you know, that's fun. That's a lot of fun. It's a big game, and you can share your stories with everybody else once you get there, because there's a lot of people in the States that are really cool and really would like to meet you guys. So hope we all see each other again.
Thanks for the invitation.
All right. And we're at Kika in Skopje in Macedonia, and this has been great.
Избор кој што ви го нудиме и се надевам доволно интересен 14598 за SMS пораките, вашите во кои што предпоставувам дека ќе си побарате денеска некоја ваша музичка желба. И ќе продолжиме со уште еден податок дека денеска Црвениот крст одбележува 65 години, поточно веќе утрешниот ден, но денеска се големите активности настани околу заседувањето на дрвца во паркот на хуманоста. Само најава се разбира, а ова нека биде најава за следните скопски теми, дел од денешната утренска роса или темите кои што се на денешното мени. Драган Мјалковски со нешто постаро, дефинитивно убава песна, одамна не сме чуле во утринската роса. Чинамо ти на задоволство на оние постарите кои што уживаа во неговите фолк рефрени своевремено, ке се подсетат на тоа време. Продолжение честитки до полицијата. Денеска е нивниот ден, денот на полицијата, кој што ќе биде одбележан свечено, се разбира. Значи, официјално денеска Војната полиција на Арма го слави својот ден, 7 мај, денот на полицијата и безбедноста. По тој повод на Војниот стадион во градскиот парк ќе има свеченост на која ќе присуствува министерот за одбрана Зоран Конјановски, генерал-мајорот Насе Седини, заменик на началникот на генералштабот на Арма. Батальонот на Војната полиција, инаку за потсетување, бил формиран со указ на председателот на државата на 15 април 92 година. Неговата примерна задача е обезбедување на објектите на министерството, генералштабот, командите на единиците на војската, обезбедување личности и делегации. Инаку, еден вод на полицијата во моментов се наоѓа во мисијата ИСАФ во Афганистан, информираат од генералштабот на Арама. Ете така, уште еднаш честитки, ќе продолжиме повторно со песна. 9:15 минути и 15 степени температура во Скопје. Radio Rosa. Rosa.
Job Bob, Roots, hey Pete, what go on?
Just cool now.
Easy Jet, you ready? Steady now, come in.
Stony Brook Posse, wanna hear fresh. I wanna hear you say yes, I wanna hear you say yes. Long Island Posse, wanna hear fresh. I wanna hear you say yes, I wanna hear you say yes. To all those who wanna hear our crew.
90.1 FM. On your FM, the Ras Mike Ras Papa and Easy Trip, they only bring you
fresh
Bushman culture and reggae music to make you feel
fresh.
All those who wanna hear rock, good, gonna hear it
fresh.
Yeah, Finn with you. It's about 7:02 in the p.m. on a Tuesday night. This is WUSB Stony Brook, Finn's Revolution until 9 p.m. Tonight we're going to do some holiday music. You know why? Because I feel like it, and that's what's going to happen. And it's going to be crazy stuff, and you should stay tuned. Plus, tons of tickets to give away. Listen up.
The candle of grace bowed uprightly. to send us all to meeting place. We have no place to go. We really the footsteps run. The hallelujah crowd. Too late, but wait. The long-legged babe tripped uselessly around. Sebastian from Indianapolis. Take down the flags of ownership. The walls are falling down.
I played my drum for him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Turn out your Christmas lights. I don't want no Santa Claus around my house on Christmas night. It's been a lonesome blue year, but it's about to come to an end. It's gonna be a merry Christmas, 'cause I'm with my baby again.
You didn't come home last Christmas, or neither the one before.
If you love me right this Christmas, I won't do that no more.
We're gonna have a merry Christmas, 'cause we're together again.
It's been a lonesome blue year, but it's about to come to an end.
Merry Christmas!
And a happy, happy new year!
Me too!
The Knickknacks with Mickey Champion from the great collection Rhythm and Blues Christmas, and that was gonna have a merry Christmas. And we started off that set, of course, with the theme from The Prisoner, and after that from a live version of John Cale's fine Child's Christmas in Wales, based loosely around the Dylan Thomas poem, and that was from the live record Fragments of a Rainy Season. And after that, The Priests, a little group normally I would not be listening to, but of course they do feature a very fine performance, a nuanced performance by one of my favorites, Mr. Shane McGowan, adding that light touch to Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth. I think Little Drummer Boy is one of my most despised tunes. I hate to sound all negative, but it's the truth, you know, and Shane just brings out the joy in the whole thing. You're listening to Finn's Revolution till 9 p.m. This is our little holiday show because we're preempted next week by a little hoops. So we're getting in the Christmas spirit a little earlier than I normally do. I'm usually not in quite this early. Usually, the 23rd, the 22nd of December I'm in. But we're, we're, uh, rolling them out tonight and seeing what sticks to the wall. And I got to tell you that Priest thing is making me crack up. That could be my favorite tune of the year. And if you have a chance, go on YouTube and check out the video. Just look up Little Drummer Boy / Peace on Earth or The Priests with Shane McGowan. And how right is that combination? You know, I don't know what to tell you. He's worked with the Popes and the Pogues, and now he's got the Priests. And it's the video is a tough watch, but I sincerely encourage you check it out. Anyway, we're going to continue rolling in a second here, but we're going to give away some tickets first to the movies, to this Thursday night. We're going to start right off with some tickets. There's an unbelievably great film I just saw recently called 127 Hours, and it's playing over at the Cinema Arts Center. And most of you guys know this story, but I shall read it to you because I know how much you like to hear me read. 127 hours, trapped in an isolated canyon in Utah for 5 days, mountain climber Aaron Ralston, played by James Franco, examines his life and survives the elements to finally discover he has the courage and strength to extricate himself by any means necessary. Throughout his journey, Ralston recalls friends, lovers, family, and the two hikers he met before his accident. 127 hours is a visceral, thrilling story that will take an audience on a never-before-experienced journey and prove what we can do when we choose life. And I'm giving away tickets to 127 hours this Thursday night over at the Cinema Arts Center. If you would like a pair of tickets to see this unbelievably great film of survival, and actually some of it's pretty humorous, maybe hard to believe, but it is, but an unbelievably great film, 127 hours, tension-filled, action-packed, and just an amazing, amazing movie that will go by like that, and you'll wish it lasted longer. 127 hours this Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Cinema Arts Center in Huntington. Give me a call right now, 631-632-6901. Get yourself a pair of tickets to see the film 127 Hours this Thursday night, 631-632-6901. Get you those tickets this Thursday night. Don't go shopping. Go to the movies. 631-632-6901 over at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington. If you have not seen this movie on the big screen, you do not know what you are missing. 631-632-6901. Give me a call right now. Now we're going to play a little classic while the phones are, while you guys are dialing from NRBQ right here on W.